Hi. You can call me Missy. I'm actually non-binary and I prefer they, them, pronouns, but if you want to perceive me as a woman, that's fine, because I do have the proper equipment and accessories of a woman. But, and I apologize about the background noise. I live with other people, and so my fan is on. Otherwise, the audio might be a little better. But I'm also really, really nervous. I'm actually shaking. I'm actually legitimately shaking. Because I'm just kind of a generally shy person. And I, you know, I consume my porn alone in the dark quietly. Because, you know, again, I live with other people and, you know, prying ears and all that. But I just can't stop thinking about you. Let's start from the beginning. How about me and you go on a picnic? And it's gonna have to be in the shade because my pasty ass will burn. But we'll go on a picnic and we'll sit under a tree with a blanket and a picnic basket, you know, as you do. And we'll have bread and cheese. Like, I hope you like brie, because, like, this isn't gonna be any Kraft singles or anything. Or any soft cheeses, really. That says picnic to me. And grapes. And it's gonna have to be hard lemonade for me, because I'm not really a wine person. Never really have been. But it's gonna be a nice day. We don't have to dress fancy. I think probably the least amount of clothes, the better. You know, just a shirt and jeans will do. And I want to do that with you. I want to take you on a picnic date. And I want to laugh with you. And I want to kiss your nose and kiss your cheeks and your mouth. I think that would be really nice. We're hopefully a little bit tipsy, because again, I'm really shy, and I could possibly even be the one that asked you out, but I'm still gonna be shaking like a leaf, so the booze will help. And if you'll let me, I could sit in your lap. I like doing that. I like, you know, there's something just kind of intimate about it, and just you being a bigger person, I think that you might understand. Like, because, like, you're not gonna look at me and be like, oh shit, They're too fat. They can't sit in my lap. You know? And I wanna touch your cheek with my hand and look into your eyes. I bet they're really pretty. They're nice eyes. And, 'cause that's usually what I notice about someone first, is their eyes. And all eyes are beautiful, really, but yours are my favorite. And if you want to, we could kiss. I actually really like kissing. I mean, it's one of my favorite things to do. Like, making out is probably one of the funnest things you could do with somebody, personally. And I could stroke your neck and put my fingers in your hair. And it would feel really nice. Do you have a beard? Cause that I do like guys with beards, especially when they're on the, you know, chunkier side. They're just so cute, and they usually have goofy grins and really nice laughs that make me warm. It makes me want to make you laugh because I like hearing it. Oh god, I'm so fucking nervous. Why am I nervous? Oh my god, I'm not used to saying this shit out loud because it usually just stays in my brain, you know? It usually just sticks in there and then torments me because I'm like, God, why can't that be real? But, anyway, I'm getting off track. Let's see, where was I? Oh, kissing. that, would you kiss my neck? Or would you want me to? Because that's another thing. Like, you have no clue what making out with somebody and then leaving hickeys on their neck. And then, like, they're just like, oh my god, I have to go to work tomorrow. And you're just like, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I fucking know. It's just, oh, it's, I'm not bratty, but that does something to me. Knowing that I sucked on your neck and left a big bruise for everybody to see the next day, for the next week even, depending on how little wild I went, because I tend to get carried away. Would you leave bruises on my neck? Would you make my coworkers look at what you did to my neck? Like, right behind my ear, where my jaw line is, just underneath it, just, that would be really nice. It's just making me tingly thinking about it. Maybe it's the lemonade. You know, that shit's a lot stronger than you think. It really is, especially when you have like three. And I'm not one for voyeurism, so I guess we could go somewhere else, more private after that. And we're both sweaty because we're outside, you know. It's just, ugh, I hate the sunlight, but, you know, you can't have a picnic in the dark. Wouldn't be able to see the cheese. And then we could kiss again, but this time I won't be so modest about it, because there's no one looking or judging me, us, really. And I really like you. I think you're really hot, like, honestly. The picnic was just to get over my nerves. Shut the fuck up. I'm busy. Oh my god. Oh my god. Dumbass. Completely lost my train of thought. Anyway. I would like it if I could take off your shirt. And if there's an undershirt under it, that would be cool too. And just how soft everything is. Just, I love bigger guys. It, like, and I'm not talking like big as in ripped. Although I do like that too. But, I mean, not to be derogatory, like, this isn't an insult in any way, but I love fat guys. The bigger the better, really. Because they're always so warm and soft, and they have these laughs that could just, bring me to my knees with how beautiful they are. And they have these goofy smiles, and they're always just big, soft teddy bear types. And it just, God, just, you're just so fucking cute. I can't deal with it. I just want to touch you so bad. And I want you to touch me. I want you to want me. Because I want you so bad. It's just killing me how fucking horny I am. I wish I was one of those people that I could just be like, hey, do you want to fuck? Like, do you just want to fuck? Because I'm not. I'm really not that kind of person. I'm the kind of person that suggests a cute date before, and then hopefully that my nerves calm down enough that maybe I could maybe entertain the thought. But, you know, this is supposed to be fantasy, so that's besides the point. Your shirt's off. I wanna touch you wherever you're comfortable being touched, and kiss your skin. Just, oh my God. I want to make you make noises that I want you to make noises for me because of my mouth and your skin. I want you to. I don't see anything wrong with a guy being vocal. I mean, honestly, it's the biggest turn off when I'm doing my damnedest to put on a show, and all a guy can fucking muster is like a sigh or a grunt every now and then. It's just like, well, fuck you too, man. But, yeah, I want you to make noises because of my mouth on your skin and my hands touching you. And already by now I'm trembling because I just need you so bad. And I'm just really glad this all worked out so far. Probably at this point, realistically, I would have chickened out and gotten flustered and left, and then been fucking down on myself for the rest of the day because I didn't seize an opportunity, because I've done that before. But it would be kind of neat if you could tell me what to do. I gotta tell you a secret. This whole time, probably since I knew the concept, I thought I was a switch. I thought that I was like this bad bitch that could be like a dom and a sub at whoever needed me to be, whichever. But I am a big, big submissive. I was just lying to myself, honestly. I can't. I'm just so submissive, and I really like it when I'm being guided what to do instead of having to think for myself, you know. That's it's a lot easier for me. And fuck. I want you to tell me what to do. I want you to tell me to take my clothes off. And I want you to force me down on my knees so I can suck your dick. Fucking Christ, I want to suck your dick so bad. I love sucking dick. I do. I love it. It's just... oh my God. I love sucking cock. I do. It's one of my favorite things to do. Like, let me eat pussy any day, but sucking dick is just something different. It really is, and I want to suck your dick so bad. I want to taste you in my mouth. I want to not be able to breathe properly. I want the tip of your dick touching the back of my throat. And I want you to hold my hair and make me take all of it. Big, small, whatever. Whatever you have, I want to put it in my mouth. And I want you to come on my face. I want you to tap your... I want you to jerk your dick and come on my face. Christ. Yeah, my friends always make fun of me. They say that I'm a spitter and I'm a quitter. And I, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. It's true. I am. I don't like swallowing cum. I'm sorry. Like, it's like, unless you want me to throw up, I'm not gonna do that. But that's not the point. We need to get back on track here. I prefer it if my partner comes somewhere else other than my mouth. It's just a preference. Or maybe I don't blow you. Maybe. Because I don't know what your refractory period is after that, but maybe I don't. Maybe you pick me up under the shoulders and make me bounce on your bed, because that's another thing that just smaller guys can't do. They can't pick me up. I'm 5'7" and I weigh a substantial amount, and I just want to be picked up and just manhandled like a rag doll. I just want to be picked up and thrown down on a bed like I don't weigh anything. It happened to me once, and I swear to God I would have married that guy. I fucking would have. But, it's so rude talking about other men while I'm trying to have sex with you. Oh my God, I need to shut my mouth. Oh my God. I want to be on your bed, and I want you to tell me, take off your clothes, and I will. Maybe. I might keep my shirt on, just for preferences. But no, this is a fantasy. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah, I'll take off my clothes, and I want you to sit down next to me and